Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, today's question is from a student, and he asks, I started using trading indicators, and I failed. So I took 6 months off from trading, and now I'm trying to relearn trading without indicators. So I guess the question is, how does he do that, and what are the best ways to go about that?
Yeah, that's fairly tricky. Okay, so my one of my beliefs is that basically what happens with people is that indicators, I don't really have anything against indicators. I think you can use them fine. The issue I have with indicators is that it makes it difficult for you to stick to one thing, because you will do exactly what this person did, which is you trade for a while, you use the indicator or indicators that you're using, and then you hit a drawdown, and then you kind of blame it on the indicator, and then you pull another one out of the hat, you know, and you kind of get stuck in that cycle. To me, that's the main issue with indicators. It's not really that you can't trade with them or that you can't make money with them. Of course you can. But I think also, if you talk to some of the older traders, what they'll tell you is that, and I'm talking about older indicator-based traders that use indicators in their systems, they'll tell you that they don't really need them. Like, they can kind of tell what's going on the chart without looking at the indicator. So they kind of know that they've got a trade on, or they should get out of a trade or whatever. So this is what I would suggest for this person. You've been trading for 6 months with indicators, it didn't work out, and now you're trying to relearn how to trade without indicators. There's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, you need to look at what your beliefs are. So you're most likely, and in the show notes for this podcast, I'll put that video down there, show you how to determine what kind of trader you are. But the important thing to note is that you're one of three different types of trader. You're probably either the type of trader who likes to go with the flow and trend trade and follow a strong trend, or you're a reversal type trader where you look for the market to kind of hit a spot and turn around there and you're trying to catch that reversal. Or you might be like a breakout trader, where basically you look for the market to get really quiet, and then when it gets really quiet, you wait for that violent breakout and for it to move. Some traders are also kind of reversion to the mean type traders, which is similar to the counter trend or the swing type trader, but it's a little bit different in that you're just always kind of watching the market fluctuate, you know, up and down, and you're trying to take advantage of that. So I guess really there's sort of four different types of systems that you're probably most drawn to. That's not to say that you can't trade all four of them at some stage, but in the beginning, when you're first starting out, you really want to align your system with your beliefs as closely as possible so that you don't leave it in the dust when you run, you know, when you run into a drawdown. So that's what I would say. I would say that's the first step, is to find out what kind of system you want, then back test it, use Forex Tester, and then get really deep into money management and figure out how you can trade that system without running into a drawdown that's going to make you go, okay, I quit. You know, this isn't working. I got to find a new system. And that really comes down to fine tuning your risk management. And so that's going to come into play when you know what your win rate is and your average winner and your average loser and what the chances are of hitting a drawdown of X percent, all those sorts of things that you can use. You know, you have to get those stats from your testing, obviously, but then you can plug those into the calculator that I've linked up down there in the show notes for this episode too, and then you can work on that. So that's my suggestion. Find out what kind of trader you are. The video down there below will help. Then test it, get your confidence up. Then use the calculator to fine-tune your risk management, because that'll help you in avoiding drawdowns. And then from there, you really just need to work on your mindset and stick with it. That's the main thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's great advice. I think taking a step back also, maybe this person needs to reassess the word failed. Like, you know, did the indicators really fail for them, or did he or she go through the wrong process with them?
That's a great point. And it could be exactly right, Hugh. It could be that it's the money management failed him. So he was risking too much, or he was changing his system on the fly because the last trade went 400 pips. So I got to add a trailing exit, you know, to the next trade or whatever. It could be a multitude of different things that happened, but you're right. You don't have to blame it on the indicators, but unfortunately that's what we typically do, is we'll blame the system, you know, we'll blame the system and then we'll throw it away. And so it's not to say that he couldn't, he or she, I don't know who this is, he or she couldn't use indicators in the future. I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. It could be a number of things. But the important thing here, I think, the main thing you need to take away from this is that you need to trade what you believe, because if you don't do that, then what will happen is your beliefs start bubbling up and start changing the system. So you really want to align your system with your beliefs from the get-go, and that way you'll be far ahead of the other traders who are just trying to copy someone else.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thanks.